Good morning, North Lakeslander Chronology. Tanya speaking.
Hey, Tanya, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just calling up to see if you ever might have received a referral for myself. I was just away for a month, and I just wanted to see if perhaps you sent that through to you, if you ever got it. In case not, I'll chase them up.
Okay, so when we receive a referral, we normally send you a text message to let you know that we've received it. So have you had a text?
Yeah, my number, the short of the story is that number that I had is no good anymore, and I couldn't receive anything, so I don't even know.
Oh,
I've had to have
gotcha.
A new number as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I can have a look. Do you know which doctor you were being referred to?
There was a few on the list there. They were just going to send through a referral in general, so no.
Okay, that makes it a little bit tricky because I've got four endocrinologists here. So was it for an endocrinologist?
Yeah, it was to check my testosterone and stuff. The two specialists that I wrote down in the email to them was
Dr. Vishnu. Yeah, okay.
And Rakesh.
Oh, Dr. Rakesh? Okay, all right.
Yes, yeah.
So Dr. Rakesh is not taking new patients at the moment. However, I will have a look and see if it's come through. What was your surname?
Mallart, which is spelled M-A-L-A-R-T.
Okay, so there's nothing. You're not set up as a patient with Dr. Vishnu. So let me have a look at Dr. Malhotra. What's your first name?
Nicholas.
Okay. And you live at Yendina?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. All right, can I just pop you on hold for a moment and I'll just see what's happening with the referral. So it did come through to Dr. Malhotra. However, he has said no, he can't see you because he's closed his books at the moment. He did forward the referral on to another endocrinologist. So just let me see where that's up to. Can I just pop you on hold?
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. To keep you waiting, Nicholas.
No, you're right.
Now, Dr. Malhotra would be able to see you, but it wouldn't be until next year.
No, I understand. And that's what I thought anyway.
Yeah, he has closed his books for this year. However, he is happy to see you. But it could be a few months away before I can get you in.
It is what it is. It's kind of that thing where I need to see someone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not dying. It's just,
you just need to get an appointment in. So we did send a text message on the 18th of November just letting you know that we've received the referral. It's been triaged and to call our room. But maybe you just didn't get that one.
Well, no, because I was over in Japan. So what happened was, and then my number, the number's gone now. So
yeah, that's okay. I'll update your details as well in our system. So I can get you in Friday the 27th of February, if that works for you. I've got a spot at 3:20.
Well, whatever we can do, that'll be great.
Okay, all right. Okay, not a problem. So that is all booked in. Now I'll just give you doctor's fees. So you'd be looking at between $390 and $490 for the initial consult. You do get the Medicare rebate. So if it's the $490, you'll get back about $265. If it's a $390, it'll be about $152.
Not a problem at all, whatever.
And let me just grab your new phone number if I can, and I'll update that and we'll send you a text message when it gets a little bit closer.
Oh, thank you. Yep.
So what's your new number?
Yep, so that's 0400.
0400, yep.
528.
528.
374.
374, perfect. I shall update that and we will see you on the 27th of February.
Okay, I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
That's okay, no worries, Nicholas. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.